You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Adversity will always help us with our adversary. Adversity always helps with our adversary. And be sober, be vigilant, because the devil, he's your adversary as a roaring lion. He walketh about. I remember these two men coming to our church, second grade, getting saved. Their families, Brother Panera's family, all getting saved. I remember your siblings getting saved. I don't remember the date necessarily, but they got saved. But these are great men. But the devil wants to destroy them. And sometimes we think just because of sin enters our life, oh, there's much more than just sin. He'll use every weapon in his arsenal. He'll use physical pain. He did with Job. He faced temporal situations with all of his cattle gone, all of his houses gone, all of his children died. And all of a sudden, his wife even said, "Why don't you just curse God and die?" There's an adversary, the devil. He was walking to and fro in the Bible, first in Job 1 and 2. And as he walked to and fro, he saw this godly man, like these men on this platform, the others in this church, and you men and ladies and teenagers, godly people who had a desire. He said, I'm gonna get them. He's after you. That's why God says, resist the devil, he will flee. And so God allows adversity, but the devil will fight you with adversity. And when you conquer that adversity, you can see conquering with your adversary. A pastor asked one of these church members, "What can I do to pray for you? What do you want me to do for you?" And they said, "Please pray, Pastor, before you say amen, for patience." And the pastor prayed, "Dear Lord, our dear brother here has asked for adversity." Well, he asked for patience. He's asked for adversity. He has asked for trials. He's asked for setbacks. He's asked for difficulties. And I pray that you would grant his request, because the trying of your faith worketh patience. We don't want trying. But I want to say tonight with just great boldness, we all have to come to a point where we embrace the adversities of life. And when we get to that point where we embrace the adversities of life, it gives us the capacity to grow and have experienced more joy. When I watch people walk around mad, upset, angry, I'm quitting church, I'm a bunch of hypocrites, I'm quitting church, everybody got any issue, everybody upset, I tell you what, I don't understand. And people like that, all angry. They have given way to their adversity. Yeah. God may have allowed that adversity to come into our life so that we might enjoy the capacity of more joy. Amen. People often I see that have the most joy have the most adversity. You ever hear the Apostle Paul? Yeah. Right. His whole life was nothing but adversity. You ever hear David? Elijah, Jeremiah, shut up in prison, Joseph with his brothers and in prison and lied about all the great men of God that God used. Esther, Ruth, Naomi, have you ever heard those people? Everyone had adversity. But they came to a point to realize that the adversity could be their friend instead of their enemy. If you want to know something about real joy, if you want joy, real joy, wonderful joy, let Jesus come into your heart. Yes, your sin he'll wash away. He'll bring you new life. But he'll also bring you the joy of growing you through adversity. He'll always grow you through adversity. I don't know why we think this. We live long lives, and we think, now I'm at this part of my life, there'll be no more adversities. That's what it is from earth to glory. All the way, there's going to be adversity. And when God, I'll get to the scripture, when God tries us with adversity, I worry, yes. I get concerned, yes, so do you. But I tell you what, adversity also brings me comfort because I've got big joy coming. I don't know how. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. The greater the adversity. I've witnessed it in great preacher friends that I've known and loved and those that I've read about. I've watched it in great, 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 great adversity. But the greatest blessings came as well. The greatest joys came. And the touch of God came. That's part of it. Look what the Bible says. Because sufferings always produce, can produce joy. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation, different trials, different pains, different sorrows, different setbacks, different betrayals, different health situations, different financial burdens. So the longer you pastor a church, the more you realize that I've watched people with such adversity turn to God. And when they turn to God, I watch them. Many of you don't know the trials that some folks go through. And I watch them with the trials that they go through. You pastor long enough, I can go almost every row and tell you trials. And I watch them sing. I was watching someone sing tonight. Who am I that a king and sing with all their heart? Nothing but adversity in their life. I think about those days that began 53 years ago, March the 4th, 1971, at the great Berean Baptist Church. And I'd see those old people that many of my father-in-law had won to Christ. And I watched those dear old folks go through sorrow after sorrow after sorrow. I watched heartaches in their lives, and you never missed. People that get bitter miss the joy of getting better. And people spend their life from bitterness and anger and frustration, mad at the world. My Bible says that's opposite what God's planned for you. Sufferings produce, watch it, verse 3. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh, number one, what? Patience is that word that deals with endurance. Someone once said, the Christian life is not a sprint, it's a marathon. And in that marathon, there's some days that you're so bruised and broken and hurt and shattered. Whoever you are in the race of life tonight and listening across this globe of ours or in this auditorium or on the radio tonight, I want to tell you something. The longer you're in this thing, There will be betrayals. There will be betrayals. There will be setbacks. There will be hurts. There will be disappointments. God wants us to be strong. And the way we get strong in patience, endurance, is diver temptations. Not only do these sufferings produce patience, endurance, it produces maturity. But let patience, look at verse 4, have her perfect work, that she may be perfect and perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Trials grow us. For when I am tried and purified, I shall come forth as gold. Job 23:10, Job had gone through these awful, awful experiences of all men, the most noble, godly man who eschewed evil, the best man in the East. He was a righteous man, a good man. And all these things happened, but you get to Job 23, he said, when I'm tried and I'm purified, I shall come forth as gold. Gold has to go through the fire. Gold has to be purified for the dross to come up. And in my life, God is always seeking to purify me. Why? Because I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. A wicked man, Paul says I am. And if he thinks he's wicked, I think, oh my goodness, the Apostle Paul, you don't know anything about that. So frail, so weak. And yet God says, Jack, I want to send you through some trial that I can purify you. So on the other end, I might use you greater. I was speaking, and perhaps his wife is watching right now. I was speaking to a preacher, just turned, I think, 50, 51, a week ago Saturday. And as I spoke to him, he said, I'm getting out of the hospital today, Brother Trevor. I'm going to try to preach tomorrow. And the next Sunday, they announced to the church he died, left his family. As I spoke to him, just found out, I think 3 months, they had cancer. If I had 3 months left, I don't want to spend it depressed, discouraged, mad, upset, angry, full of envy, strife, fear. I'm not going to live my life that way. I want to live my life that God is perfecting, God is maturing, God is growing me for whatever he has. You know, our trials, your trials will grow you up. Your trials that I have, we all have, you have, they grow us. They either make us hard or they're soft. The same sun that hardens the clay softens the butter. It melts the butter. And you and I will allow our hearts to get hard or soft. We'll become immature or we'll become mature. We'll become mean or we'll become kind. We'll become bitter or God will break us. We'll become proud or we'll become humble. We'll become unspiritual or we'll become spiritual. Trials mature us. Thirdly, verse 5, trials not only create endurance, patience, and maturity, but they produce wisdom. If any of you lack wisdom, that's discernment. And if you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Let him ask of God. God's stopping me on that right now. I hadn't planned that. I'm in a meeting here not in the near future. They said, Brother Trevor, we want you to preach on this subject. It's a large meeting. And immediately when I hung up, I said, of all things to preach on, I should not be preaching on that. If you want me to preach about work ethic, I can preach on work. Building, I can preach on finances. If you want to meet, I love soul winning. I love it. I've written a book on the subject, they said, and I sometimes think I wish I would have never written it. They've asked me to preach on prayer. Those other things are somewhat easy to preach on. Prayer should be the easiest. Because of pride, it's probably the hardest. I can do this. I can get this. And we go charging through life. Our lives, when we go through sorrow and disappointment and grief and hurt, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. I was preaching up in Pasco, Washington. Dr. John Paisley, his wife's been passed away for years, and I believe he's 83. It's a large church, large ministry, radio's ministry, several radio stations. And it's just an amazing work. Send us so many students. And we have students in our college from there right now. Just a great, Jenny Moyer's from that great church. And I was up there preaching at a basketball, youth volleyball camp a year ago. Pastor and I were talking. He goes, Brother Jack, he said so many times, and he goes, have you ever found that you lose things? I said, oh, brother, I'm at my desk and I lose my phone and I haven't even left it and I just had it 2 minutes before. This last week, I had to call myself on the church phone to call myself. I said, I am not leaving this desk. I have not left this desk. I was just on this desk. And I called it, and I had to lift up a pad of yellow paper, and there it was. Has that ever happened to you? Please help me. Thank you very much. Say, that's never happened to me. Thank you. And I know if I say things like this, you're going to say, well, he's losing it. I lost 2 weeks ago Sunday a set of keys. And I always have a backup set. And then I lost my backup set. Brother John Paisley said this. He said, he told me, and that was just 2 weeks ago. He said, Brother Jack, I lost my keys. I couldn't find them. I scoured my house. My wife, had she been alive, she probably could have found them. I hate that when my wife does that to me. It's right there. And see, there it is, right there. I still lose it. He said, my secretary is a godly lady. And she said, well, Pastor, you're looking for those keys. Did you pray about it? You think, what are you doing telling me to pray about my keys, you know? He said, you know what I did? I found them almost immediately. Brother Doug, I lost those two sets of keys. And I just kept searching. And then I thought about 2 weeks later, Jack, you idiot, you didn't pray. I said, no, Lord, I'm going to go look for my keys. And I'm not saying this happens all the time, but within 5 minutes, I found both sets of keys, and I'd already checked where I'd looked. Prayer is a wonderful treasure. Prayer is a wonderful thing. Blessing all ours without measure. So pray about everything. Brother Ethan knows this happened. We were recording some things for an hour this past week for the radio, something that we had to record. And I said, Ethan, you got to help me. I lost this little book that we gave out from the journal from KNBC Radio. I love it because it has 2 years of calendar, and it has all my meetings for next year, 2025. I throw the pieces of paper away. I put it all, transferred it all in that one because 24 and 25 are right there. And I said, I travel when I take it with me in my briefcase, and I said, I can't find it. It's driving me crazy. We looked. I'd play a song, and we'd get up. We'd look around there. It's true, Brother Ethan. I opened the desk drawers twice. I'd been looking for this thing. And I prayed several times in that 1 hour together. I said, Lord, help me to find that thing. Got all done, didn't find it. I stood up. And I looked at my books over here. I said, it's right there. And I had some girls Mrs. Treber had in my office. Hannah was one, and Jessica was another, and Elena was another. So my first thing was, those girls moved that. You know, you always want to attack somebody else. And I said, I know they didn't move it. I said, Lord, I don't remember putting it there, but I mean, I've got, I don't know how many, thousands of books. And I looked, and it was right there. It's an amazing thing when you pray. And I wonder how many times, Brother Joel, I've forfeited the peace of God. Glad I got off on this because I wasn't planning on it, but look at that verse right there. The Bible says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberty, liberally. Trials produce wisdom. Verse 6, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. God wants us to become people of wisdom, which is discernment, to be skillful in all manners. You know, tonight, my Lord knows that he wants me to have more joy. Jack, I want you to have joy. I want you to have abundance of joy. So I'm going to give you in your life, I'm going to give you different trials. And those trials are going to come. Lord, will there come a time when I don't have any more trials? Yes, when you die and you're with me. But until that time, I'm going to allow you to have trials. And your trials, I will deposit them because there's fullness of joy. God will give you more capacity to have more joy. But he does it through the school of sorrows and difficulties and setbacks. An elderly couple, he was in the hospital. He'd been members of a church for years and years and decades and decades. He was elderly. He was in the hospital dying. As he lay there in the hospital dying, his wife had a stroke. And she was very, very sick. And who knows, I don't know the degree if she was going to die or not. But a pastor came and said, what can I pray for? He asked this godly, you know, I get in the presence of some of our church members that are walked with God a lifetime. And it's just so amazing. And her husband's dying. She has a stroke. What can I pray for? And this elderly lady said, Pastor, please pray that I don't miss this opportunity. Please pray that I don't miss this opportunity. Not remove the trial. Please pray. See, she knew that God was giving her trials. Heartaches, losing a husband. Don't get mad at God. Don't get bitter at people. Don't become a know-it-all that you know every situation in life. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Everything that God has blessed this church with all these years is because there have been people that have been willing to go through adversity, and that adversity, we get on the other side. God always blesses, always does. Because when I'm tried and purified, I'm going to come forth as gold. God always produces joy in our hearts if we don't quit. Quitting is never the answer. We have not dealt with the situation. Bitterness is tacking. That's never the answer. You're missing the opportunity for joy. James 5, and we're done. Verse 10. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering, affliction, and patience, that is endurance. Here's this word count again, it's a second time. Behold, we count them happy which endure. You ever heard of the patience, the endurance of Job? And we see the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. He said, you go through this. Go back to chapter 3. In chapter number 3, in verse 14, but if you have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not, lie not against the truth. For this wisdom, remember, trials produce joy. But this wisdom that the world thinks descendeth not from above, it's earthly, it's sensual, it's devilish. What is it? It's envy, it's strife, there's confusion, there's every evil work. When I watch people get involved in that type of a lifestyle, there's always, it's a hurting person. It's a bitter person. But the wisdom that from above is pure and peaceable and gentle and easily to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, and without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. We were going through coronavirus, and for all of us, it was a difficult time for a season until God turned it. He turned the curse into blessing. Some preacher wrote me a note from some state, distant state, and wasn't a Baptist. It wasn't a near Baptist church, something else, some strange name. And they said something like this, and it helped me so much. I think they called me Brother Jack. They may have said Pastor Tree, but I think Brother Jack. Stay strong in the assignment that God has given to you. Up in these balconies, God gave you assignment. Don't waver in the assignment God gave you now. Well, I'll live for God if my kids turn out right. You're missing your assignment. You're missing it. And I can't give you a blanket statement that they all turn out right. I don't know how things... I told, was it my Sunday school class this morning, I told that preacher, who was a highway patrolman, went into the ministry, he's preached for 50 years. Years ago, when he left the police force in North Carolina, he heard all the sirens going down the road from the church, and he got in his car and went down there, and it was his car, actually his wife's car. I was involved in this awful accident. We're on his radio station every day. He's a good man. And he got there. It was his car. It was his wife. She was behind the wheel. And when he got there, he saw that his wife died. One of the first ones on the scene. He went on to raise those kids, his children. The time he remarried, and this couple of years back, that second wife died. He preached this morning. He's a strong man, strong preacher. I want you to know, I don't, as a pastor, I wish I could take your burdens and lift them. It hurts me when I see you go through heartache. Some of our church, you know some of the heartaches that folks are going through physically, but some of them, they don't want it public, and you don't know. It hurts me. I think of one man in our church that's been here for years, and he's been suffering probably the last 8 or 10 years with a terminal illness. Somehow he keeps living, a little suffering. I wish I could remove that from him, but that's his assignment. I don't understand the assignments that God gives us, but I know it's for my good. All things work together for good to them that love God. Yes, amen. I don't want to come to this end of my journey one day, as a preacher said, in a swamp. I don't want my life to end in a swamp. I want it to end as a clear flowing river of God's goodness and grace. And so when you and I get scattered and God has diverse trials and temptations that come, different testing, count it all joy. Mark it up, count it all up, reckon it up as joy. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, endurance. Let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect, entire, complete, wanting nothing. He'll take your trial. As you face the trial and give it to him, he'll expand your capacity of joy. And when you lose your joy, you lose your joy. It means you're not allowing God to produce joy in your heart because you're rebelling against the trial that he's brought into your life. Our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. Our Father, these are such wonderful people. And there's probably not a person here that's not going through some adversity, some trial, some setback. But I thank you that, Lord, there's joy. There's such joy knowing that everything's in control when I'm tried and purified. I'm going to come forth as gold. Our heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Don't fight against God. Whatever adversity he brings your way, don't fight against him. When your own family attacks you, don't count your families your enemies. When they say evil things, blessed are you that persecute it for righteousness' sake. Love your enemies, do good to them. Don't be mean to one another.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.